more. MHSKids.org/calling.
WLTW New York.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from a woman, Beth, who was cheated on by her husband, went through a divorce, went online thinking that nobody would be interested in her, especially since she had recovered from a stroke, and instead she's got four men all professing their love and admiration for her. And she's wondering what to do since she can't juggle all four of them. Beth, I haven't a clue, but I like your style, girl. Oh boy, do I like that style. I'm of the belief that people should just be a little more understanding. That would work for me. But you are certainly going to have to come clean sooner or later and let each one of these gentlemen know they're not the only one in the running. And I don't know that I would want them all coming if they live out of country to see you. I think there's a lot of things you could probably weed through just having phone conversations and the like. But good luck. Maybe you could do eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I don't know. Put their names on a dartboard and throw darts. Thank you for listening, Beth.
I'm so inspired by you that hasn't happened. hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
On the other end of the phone tonight,
Becky.
Hi, Becky. What can I do for you?
I was wondering if you can send a message out to my husband. We're actually really close friends for about 7 years, and we just barely got married over just a couple of months ago. And I hope I can spend the rest of my life with him.
Okay, so you've known him a long time. You just got married. Where is he tonight?
He should be on his way home from work right now.
So why are you saying you hope you get to spend the rest of your life with him if you're married?
Well, I just hope things that stay as good as they are.
Are you planning on going somewhere?
No.
Is he?
I hope not.
Do you think he might be?
No.
So why are you feeling so insecure, young lady, that you would say such a thing? Something must be going on in your heart that you don't feel completely secure in his love.
Well, not necessarily. Things are going really good, and I just don't want them to change.
Again, you must be feeling insecure if you're a newlywed, but saying, I hope I get to spend the rest of my life with him, like there's an option that he's going to walk out the door. I mean, when you take that marriage vow seriously, that pretty much is a covenant that says, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so let's not wait for the other shoe to drop. I don't know why you're feeling scared. I don't know what's happened in your past that when things were good, suddenly they went bad. But let's just rejoice that you got a wonderful hubby that you adore.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
You must understand the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical. Must try to ignore that it means more than that. Oh, what's love got to do? Got to do with it. What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do? Got to do with it. Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? It may seem to you that I'm acting confused. You're close to me. If I tend to look dazed, I read it someplace. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it.
Real? I had a guy write to me on Facebook the other night telling me to stop with the false sappiness. No, I'm really sappy. I really am. There are movies I can't even watch because I cry so hard. Starting with Bambi. I'm a mess. I cried the Toy Story, was it Toy Story 3 when they were like going down towards the melting fire? I was sobbing. I'm really that sappy. I am. And I love doing the show, and I love playing love songs, and I love finding out what makes you tick, who makes your heart feel so secure and sweet, who brings joy into your life. And mostly, I love encouraging you to be that person. It doesn't matter if you're 8 years old or 80 years old. You can be that person that brings joy to others. You can be that person that is a positive influence on your family, on your neighborhood. Even when people are mean to you, you can be that person that turns the other cheek and goes for the higher ground. I hope that this show encourages you to be that person who is filled with love. You're listening to Delilah.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I said quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up, already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound, like thunder gonna shake the ground. You held me down, but I got up, get ready cause I've had enough. I see it all, I see it now. I got the eye of the tiger, the fire, dancing through the fire, cause I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar louder, louder than a lion, cause I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar, you're gonna hear me roar.
Now I'm floating like a butterfly, stinging like a bee, I earned my stripes.
Another great listener moment with Delilah. Next on Light FM. After the commercials, it's Delilah doing her Delilah thing.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
I'm not afraid to die. Hi.
Thank you for calling. This is Delilah. What can I do for you?
Yes, Delilah. I want to dedicate a song for my wife for her birthday today. And I really wish her a wonderful birthday. I'm on my way from work, going back to the house. I just want to tell her that I love her. And we have been married just only for 1 year and a couple months. And I just want to tell her that I'm going to be with her forever. And I love her for good.
Wally, what's her name?
Her name is Heidi.
Okay, I'll find a good song for her.
Thank you so much, Delilah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know our love was meant to be. And I want you here with me from tonight until the end of time. You should know everywhere I go, always on my mind, in my heart, in my soul.
Talk to myself for hours. started to cry, but then remembered
I'm here to keep the mood light for you tonight. Low key. You've got so much to think about through the course of the day. So many errands to run and things to do that you're busy, busy, busy. You feel like you're burning the candle at both ends. I'm here to remind you to slow down and love someone. You're listening to Delilah.
tries are outside the line. We've been conditioned to not make mistakes, but I can't live that way. Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate.
New York's 106.7 Light FM. I'm Delilah with the light at night. Come on in. Enjoy the music. We do our level best to find the perfect song to go with your situations. We find songs that will lyrically speak to your heart. At least we try to. When you call and share your story, or when you write to us and share a story. I love your stories. Everybody has a story. Everybody has a million stories. Your stories, your hopes, your dreams, where you've been, where you hope to go, how you got there, and the lessons you learned along the way. Those are the stories I want to hear. I want to hear how you demonstrate your love to others. I want to know what you value about yourself. What makes you special? What makes you unique? How did you learn the lessons that you've learned? And how can you impart those upon younger people? That's what the show is all about. 1-800-222-1067. You're listening to Delilah.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
I had no choice but to hear you. You stated your case time and again. I thought about it. You treat me like I'm a princess. I'm not used to lying there. You ask how my day was.
You've already won me over in spite of me. And don't be alarmed if I fall head over feet. And don't be surprised if I love you for all that you are. I couldn't help it. It's all your fault. You are the bearer of unconditional things. You held your breath and the door for me. Thanks for your patience. That I've ever met. You're my best friend. Best friend with benefits. What took me so long? I've never felt this healthy before. I've never wanted something rational. I am aware. I am aware now. You've already won me over in spite of me. And don't be alarmed if I fall head over feet. And don't be surprised if I love you for all that you
FM.com.
Delilah.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, Delilah. This is Jeff. How you doing?
Hi, Jeff.
I just wanted you to do me a favor. I'm a new listener, and I'm having problems with my fiancé right now. The whole thing's going on is my fiancé does not communicate with me anymore, doesn't call me for days, and then she calls me, and then she doesn't. And it's just, I'm so depressed lately, it's just pitiful.
Okay, if somebody is planning a wedding, and that's what fiancé implies, is that you are planning to spend your life as one?
Yes.
And she's doing the on-again-off-again thing?
Pretty much. What's happening is she lived with her ex-boyfriend for 5 years. They broke up about 2 years ago, and we started dating, and she finally just moved out of the house, not even 3 months ago.
Okay, then I would say she's making it pretty clear that it's off again and that you shouldn't be planning your world around her.
That's what I'm thinking, too, but it's just so hard when you're so in love with this person and you're just thinking this person's it and it doesn't happen. This on and off game is really hurtful, very painful. And I just wonder if you could play a nice song for me so I could just relax and try to go on with my life and make it better. Because I just found God in my life about a month ago. And my life has been going great.
He's always been in your life, honey. Trust me.
You just
weren't aware of his hand in your life. Let me find a wonderful song that will help you with the acceptance process.
I appreciate that. And you are a wonderful person. You're doing wonders in this world to your listeners. And you know what? Everybody appreciates it.
All right. God bless you, honey. I hope that your heart heals and that The future holds nothing but joy and blessings.
Beauty queen of only 18, she had some trouble with herself. He was always there to help her. She always belonged to someone else. I drove for miles and miles and wound up at your door. I've had you so many times.
106.7 Light FM. Hi, I'm Delilah, and this is The Light at Night. Are you a person who loves to read books? Loves to read storybooks? My husband loves to read manuals. He's the only person I know who likes to read, like, the manual for his tractor or for his truck. He's got a 20-year-old truck and he reads the manual. He reads the instructions when we buy like a new grill at the first start of the summer. We go to Home Depot and get a grill to cook outside. He reads the manual. I don't think I have ever read a manual in my life. I'm like, honey, I can't figure this out. He's like, did you read the manual? No, I didn't read the manual. Who reads the manuals? He reads the manuals. I read books. I love to read storybooks. I love to read poetry books. There's a very old book that I love to read that's filled with poems and songs of joy and laughter and sorrow and depression and heroes and victories and heartache. I love to read modern stories. I love to read stories of people that overcome incredible circumstances and still shine. Did you read some good books this summer? Did you read some books that inspired you? Maybe you need to write your own book. Maybe you need to write your own story. If you are trying to be creative and write something beautiful, maybe you need to write yourself as the hero in your story. What do you think? I'll be back with songs to inspire you as you read a story or write your story. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Lilah.
kiss this pain away. I can't forget the day we left. Time is so unkind. And life is so cruel without you here beside me.
/tool.
You are hearing Delilah
on WLTW,
New York's Light FM.
Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the Delilah Show. Who is on your heart tonight?
My husband, Jamie.
And is Jamie there with you, snuggling tonight?
He is not. He is on the road, truck driving.
Is he like a long-haul, cross-country truck driver?
Yes, he is.
That is a very hard job.
It is. He's good at it, so he likes it. He enjoys it, but I just miss him. And
my husband did that. My husband did that for years before I met him. He's still exhausted from it. He hasn't done it for years, but he just sees an 18-wheeler go by, and I can just see the exhaustion flooding over him from driving way too many hours.
Right.
When will you see your hubby again?
Honestly, don't know. Like, he left today, and he's starting a new job, so I'm not.